Well, let's talk about the 8 biggest graphic design trends that are going to dominate 2019 this year. The infographic I got from Pinterest, and I've got the link in the show notes, is the Vengage blog that they did this post on and made the infographic, and I've got it on my Pinterest board as well. And those links are in the show notes if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com and then click on the link for the notes and you'll get it. Okay, so the first one we talked about in this, or they talked about, I should say, is the pops of vivid color. So I did a search on that on 10 ways to make bright color pop in your next design, and that led me to the 99designs.com blog, and they've got some bright color design trends posted there, and I think you should take a look at, because, you know, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, if you go have a look, that'll get the job done. The next thing that was in the infographic was a strong typographic focal points. So if you make your H2 headers, perhaps, or your subheadings be the focal point of the blog as it goes on, take a look at DesignShack.net's article about doing that said same thing. There's some good examples there. The next one in the infographic was about mainstream futuristic elements. These elements and the influences thereof, you can just search in google.com and put mainstream futuristic influences in the search box. The results are going to vary because all of you's got different niches and market trends, so base your search based on that, and that's as good as I can get with that one. The infographic went on to talk about light versus dark color schemes, and I've long been a fan of dark text on light backgrounds. Take a look at the Instant Shift article that's discussing that, and I think you're going to get an answer to that. I hope you do. Complex gradients and duotones. The complex duotone gradient presets for Adobe Photoshop are shared in this show notes, and that's going to be another instance of I can show you better than I can tell you, because the duotone gradients is just a fancier way of presenting the graphic for your brand. Okay, maybe your brand doesn't have a duotone logo, maybe it's like Facebook where it's just solid blue, but still take a look at this. There's a new colorful mineralization going out, and if you go to the bit.ly link that's in the show notes, new color minimalism, there's learn how to talk every day, new colorful minimalism, and going on they talk about hand-drawn illustrations, whether they're dynamic, whether they're detailed. Take a look at the short link that's in the show notes, and you'll see the results I got from Google Images in that. The authentic and genuine stock photos, that's the one where you take an image that just, they spent $30,000 taking a picture of the hamburger, and it just looks too good to be real, okay? So this is the importance of how to select stock photos that look like they're the real thing and not some made up in a photo studio glory shot, okay? Those are presented in creativemarket.com blog post about stock photos, unique, authentic stock photos. This has been a conclusion, or this isn't the conclusion, but we just ended that talking about the design trends that are going to be happening in 2019. I want to take a second and thank the people that make this possible. The patrons, big thank you to the patrons, to the people at Coding Brains, at Google, at Podbean, all of you. Thanks a lot. There's links in the show notes as well for Eileen Smith, for Fraser Ramsey. Take a look at those. Those people have provided urging and encouragement throughout the months and time gone past. We've done this over 600 times now, and hopefully you found a pearl in this oyster, something that's going to help you with your graphic design trends for the coming year. I want to thank you for taking a minute out of your day, and I hope you enjoyed this. Oh, and be sure to check out Route6Tour.com, okay? That's a little shameless plug for a site that I've been working on. And in the show notes, if you go down to the bottom, there's a bit.ly link, contact Guy or Cook, and that's three ways you can get a hold of me should that need arise. It's a wrap.